Testing, testing. Test, test, test. Test, test, test.
There's...
Testing, testing.
I cannot hear you.
Now.
You cannot hear Dan Amundsen or Dan? Okay.
I can hear you a little bit.
All right, you'll have to... can you turn
That's
up your
them.
Volume at all?
Are they competing with me, you think?
Test, test, test.
Yeah, they need to be heard, I guess.
Testing, testing. Can you hear us?
One second, guys. They're adjusting the audio.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, you're gonna be on television.
I am.
You are already. See.
Oh, for crying out. Oh, hello.
Playing the whole screen.
Sorry, Dan. I'm gonna have.
All right, let's do a test, Dan.
Can you,
Dan Amundsen, would you test us for your audio?
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing.
Okay,
we'll need a little bit
more volume. We're trying to get a little bit more volume, guys.
Great, sounds good.
All right, we're hearing you better now. A
little
bit more?
Excellent.
So you can hear. Can you give a little more volume at all?
And they're probably...
Yeah, quite a bit more. Okay, we're going to get started here. And folks, for those of you who weren't in the early service, I'm Pastor James Maddock. I am from, of all places, Wisconsin. And very, very happy to be here for more reasons than one. One of the things that our ministry does, and you should have received the green handout that summarizes our ministry for you, one of the things that we are doing that impacts people in California is we are bringing face-to-face professional Christian counseling, face-to-face professional Christian counseling to people also living in California. I'd like to introduce you, first of all, to our CEO, Mr. Dan Dagner, who's going to greet you. Are you in Jackson or Germantown, Dan?
I am in Jackson.
You're in Jackson. Okay. Yep. Dan, I'd like to have you greet these good people here at St. Mark's in Citrus Heights, California.
It'd be my pleasure. Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I hope you enjoyed a wonderful first service this morning. I wanted to take just a couple of minutes and thank you so much for your support of our ministry. The biggest support, obviously, is having Pastor Maddock in your presence and being able to share God's word with you. But I also know we get some financial support, and I think the one that we count on the most are the prayers that you're able to share with us. We are a ministry, and we're about healing and helping people in need through the ministry of Jesus Christ. And we've been doing that since 1965. Now, for the longest time, we've been doing that in just one state, and I won't tell you what state it is, but I think I had a screensaver that popped up there. Sorry about that. But it was up in the Midwest, and you know, we don't just serve the Midwest anymore. We're effective in the states, in the United States, every day we're helping folks. But we don't even stop in the United States anymore. We are helping folks across the globe, helping people heal and get better, and we do it through the ministry of Jesus Christ. So we have discovered an opportunity, a way to help grow the Holy Christian Church here on earth, while at the same time helping helping folks get better. And we do that through counseling. You're going to hear a little bit about that this morning. Our counselors work with folks who need emotional help or some career counseling, maybe some premarital counseling, or even elder counseling, which takes us to our other piece. We are very involved in elder care. Now, that is predominantly in the Midwest today, but there will be growth, I'm sure, throughout the nation as that need continues to grow. But that's our ministry. You're going to get a lot more detail from Pastor Maddock and Dan Nominson, but I really wanted the opportunity to just reach out and tell you how much we really appreciate you taking some time out of your week, out of your Sunday, to hear about our story. I personally think it's a really neat story, and hopefully you'll feel the same shortly. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan, for joining us this morning from Jackson, Wisconsin. Who knows where Jackson, Wisconsin is? Anybody? A number of people. Yeah. It's not too far from Richfield. Thanks, Dan. Dan Nominson, do you want to make yourself dominant on the screen?
You bet. Let me just move the images around.
You are seeing what Dan is seeing, obviously. Up in the upper left-hand corner, or now in the bottom corner. I'll adjust the screen one more time. And I'd like to begin, before I let Dan talk, thank you again for allowing us to come here and to present our ministry. Sometimes I say that there's ministry, and then there's ministry also that really is where the rubber hits the road. And we are changing people's lives for the better, one soul at a time. We are counseling around the globe, face to face, using this type of technology, thousands of people every year. And we're counseling people in California as well, and that's why I am here. Thank you. A number of years ago, maybe it's been 6 years ago already, I was preaching for our congregation in California, and the pastor asked me this: is there any possibility that you can open up? He's my friend. If you could open up a counseling office right here in our town. Because the counseling load for this pastor was considerable. And I'm not taking nothing away from the expertise of your three pastors, but we are not trained counselors. We're theologians, pastors, shepherds. We know the Bible real well. And we have a lot of life experience. We're not unintelligent people, but there is a difference. And I've learned that difference more and more as I hang around people like this. Anyway, why can't you open up a counseling clinic right here in our town in California? For anybody here that has ever operated an office and understands that things like lease and overhead and then finding a competent Wells counselor who appreciates our doctrine and also has a lot of competency in the area of counseling, it's not an easy task. But I never forgot what it is that he asked. We had been only a counseling clinic with 15 clinics in three states in the Midwest, and you had to be within driving distance of those clinics to get the kind of help that we had to offer, and so it was very limited. But not anymore. We stole an idea. We stole it in a very Christian way, though. From Mayo Clinic, you might have heard of it. And now we are bringing face-to-face Christian counseling in a program that we call the Member Assistance Program, or we call it MAP. And currently, in the last 5 years, up to 270 congregations and schools in our synod have partnered with us so that we are their clinic next door, except that we don't have one counselor. We have four doctors. And how many counselors do we have besides the doctors, Dan?
Now we have about 22, 23 master's level providers.
Okay. And so you have that resource available to you from a distance, but how many of you have ever used Skype or FaceTime? And if you haven't used it, you understand the concept. You sit in front of your computer, hit a few buttons, and suddenly you see the person that you're talking to, and you can hear them too, and they can see you and talk to you. We are now bringing personalized, face-to-face counseling to people who need help. And everybody here knows somebody who probably should receive counseling. And it's not a time, wives, to elbow your husband. Okay? But would you agree with me that our counselors are probably busier today than they ever were? Why? I heard it. The world. It's not getting nicer. It's not getting easier. It's not getting less sinful. And so the need, as one pastor put it to me recently, the need for our ministry will only grow. And one of my jobs as I comb the country is to look for competent Wells counselors who appreciate our doctrine but are highly skilled in the area of counseling. Dan is going to describe for you a little bit of the history and the growth of the member assistance program. Dan, where are you located right now?
I'm actually in Germantown, Wisconsin.
Who knows where Germantown is? A number of you do. Okay. All right. You might have heard that Germans settled in Wisconsin years ago. Okay. And it's just north of Milwaukee, and it is where our headquarters is now. And also, one of our major counseling hubs is right in Germantown. Dan, explain for the good folks here at St. Mark's our member assistance program.
Yes, gladly. And thank you as well for taking out time out of your morning here just to give you some updates on our ministry. I am coming to you from Germantown, Wisconsin, a cold and frigid place, probably unlike where you are. I think we have we're looking at a high today of about 16 degrees. So as Pastor Matic is there, make sure he doesn't get too far away from the airport. He's got to get back over here to this side of the cold country. So don't enjoy those beaches in nice weather too long. But I'll give you a little bit of update on the member assistance program. Actually, it's one we started back in 2008. And remember, again, our concern has always been to provide counseling services for our Wells members, no matter where they're located. And in the past, it's only been within driving distance of one of our office locations. So in 2008, we started this program, and we provided services by video to a group of organizations, high school, a World Mission Field, some congregations, New Beginnings, a home for mothers, if you've heard of that place in Colorado. And we weren't, honestly, we weren't sure how it was going to go because very few organizations in the country were providing video-assisted counseling services. So we were really one of the first organizations to do this and do it securely and do it quite effectively. Right away when we started, we wanted to answer the question, does it work? And it worked in a number of different ways. We actually studied whether or not our research would indicate that symptoms are being reduced. So negative symptoms, when people come in for counseling for depression or anxiety, marital discord, are those symptoms that they came in with, are they being reduced at the end of counseling? And what our research showed is it's exactly as effective as in-person counseling. So it's not different that way. So when we get the question, does this actually work? We can say yes, very firmly, it does. So we started back in 2008, pilot organizations, they really appreciated it. The members that we assisted benefited greatly. Number of different areas that we were able to address in their lives. And ever since then, we've been adding more organizations. And as Pastor Matic said, I think we're approaching about 270 organizations now around the country and around the globe. We even work with Friends of China, if you've heard of that organization, providing teachers over in China to teach English as a second language. And sometimes that cultural transition can be difficult. We can provide the counseling just through a system like this as long as they have access to a webcam and an internet connection. So that's our privilege now, to have that ability to reach more of our Wells members during those times of life when sin is reaping its ugly effects.
People still come to our clinics if they're within driving distance, but when our counselors are not counseling people in their own office, they're in front of their computer counseling somebody around the world. And you can see kind of the practicality of this whole thing. Our World Mission Field, the Board for World Missions just passed a resolution stating that they are now official partners with us, and that anybody in the mission field, whether it's a missionary, his wife, or children, if they are in need of help, the mission board is going to cover the cost of this program to get them help. Years ago, the way in which we help missionaries who are struggling, maybe with depression or a family member that was not adjusting well to a new culture, what would happen is that they would be flown home. They'd be flown to Milwaukee, they'd have to be housed, counseled by us, and then until the counseling was over, they would be away from the mission field, the mission would suffer, the cost was incredibly high, and then the help was given that way. Now they can stay right there, and as long as they have an internet connection, they can get the help they need from thousands of miles away. That is practical. Now, in the process here, I'm not trying to be critical of secular counseling, but I think you could probably guess and will agree with me that there's an awful lot of humanism in the area of counseling today. And for somebody to get help from a secular counselor and to become stabilized is like asking them to sit on a two-legged stool. What's the third leg? It rhymes with easas. Yeah. We believe that we have the full package. Our counselors are highly trained. They have a skill when it comes to what I call peeling away the layers of the onion as they help people to get to the real problem the person has been dealing with for a while. And then they help them with that problem and apply God's word. Now, in my training, I am not a trained counselor, but I have taken counseling courses. I have read books on counseling, and as I look back on my days as a parish pastor, I probably overestimated my ability in this area. And I'm going to give you a classic case from my days as a parish pastor. I was counseling a woman probably in her mid-40s every week, at least an hour each week, and it went on for almost 9 months. And I noticed that she was not showing any signs of improvement, and I brought that to her attention. And I said, I think you need to see one of these folks. And her answer to me was, no. You are my pastor. I need to see you. And so I saw her a number of more times, no progress. And finally, I put my foot down and I said, I will see you again, but only after you see one of these folks. And she reluctantly agreed to do that. And her problem was diagnosed in the first session. She had what is commonly referred to as an attachment disorder. Who gets it? Who is she attached to? And I had no clue. I don't believe it was a sinful attachment, at least I hope it wasn't. All of her relationships were different. And here I was, out of the goodness of my pastoral heart, I was doing what to her? I was enabling her. I was hurting the person I was attempting to help. And sometimes I tell my brothers in the ministry, sometimes we have to realize that faithfulness is recognizing we're trying to help someone beyond our training. And here we have a resource for pastors and principals that they can use and get the kind of help for their members that they really want to give. And Dan, would you share with this church family the fact that we do not leave the pastor out of the help equation, do we? How does that work?
Right. Pastor's very involved. In fact, what we do is we provide services for the members of a partnering organization. So we partner with Wells congregations all over the country. The congregation pays our discounted fee, and we provide the services to members at no cost. Pastor is the one who makes referrals into the program so that he's aware of the challenges and the difficulties, and we can collaborate with him and coordinate our care. Obviously, the more people you have involved in the care, the greater the likelihood that a positive result will occur. So pastor's very involved, and we do ask that members sign a release as they're comfortable, so that we can communicate with pastor and keep him in the loop. Sometimes he joins a session by video, if that would be helpful for the member, but we have all kinds of ways of partnering up with pastors in the process.
So the pastor is very involved, and pastors feel very comfortable with that, because after we are done with the sessions, and then the pastor feels better equipped to help this person in the future. It's a real good plan. Dan mentioned the discounted fee. If you come to our offices, you can use your health insurance, but you can not use health insurance using the internet. And so the client, and this is how it works financially, guys and gals who watch that kind of thing, the church is the client. And the client, the church, pays the service for the member. And what we charge is this. Currently, we charge $70 for every 1 hour of counseling. And we don't bill the person getting the help, we bill the church. And the average number of sessions needed per person getting help is 7. Now, that's a discounted fee. It actually costs us $140. The reason we are offering it at a discounted fee is because it is new. You don't always think of Cutting Edge and Wells in the same sentence, but this definitely is new, but we're trying to keep it affordable because we do know that in this economy, how are church budgets doing? They're having a little bit of a struggle, aren't they? And so it actually costs us $140, and we were able to cover the other half because people are generous to us and see this as a healing and helping ministry, and people send us donations from around the world, literally. And in that handout you received this morning, there is a white envelope that is usable. And if you can help us, that would be great. That's as high pressure as I get. Any questions about how that works? Yes, ma'am. The question is, probably you didn't hear it in the back. What about somebody who's not Wells and is not a member of this church? They want Christian and need Christian counseling. Can they get it if they pay the fee? I'll just back up a little bit and then come to your question. Some churches do pay for it out of door offerings. Some people, the members who get the help, if they have the ability, they pay the church and the church pays us. We send a monthly statement to the church as far as usage is concerned. To begin with, the church maybe sends us enough for 10 sessions. We keep it in your account, and as your pastors determine who uses the program, that is spent down, and we let you know when you're getting close to zero, and you send us another check. If you don't use it, you don't pay anything besides what you put in as a deposit, and but that's how that works. Now, sometimes this is called a benefit of membership program. But if you are reaching out to somebody, if you are attempting to reach that person and your church decides we are going to have anybody that we are reaching out to also under the umbrella of our member assistance program, then that person would be covered. And if that person wants to pay the church for the service, that's something that you'd have to work out on a local level. Questions on that particular part of the program? Great question. Now, something that we really think an awful lot of and is very important to us is specialties. You're not talking about a fly-by-night organization. As Dan Dagner, our CEO, pointed out, we've been around since 1965. And so we are established. We care for seniors back in Wisconsin, and we also now counsel people, and we've been counseling people for a long time, but now literally around the world. If you needed back spinal cord surgery, you would not settle for your general practitioner, would you? No. No. Easy. Good answer. Okay? No, everything is specialties today. In the area of law, it's the same thing. It's specialties. In the area of counseling, it is also specialties. And about 6 years ago, our board of directors turned to our counselors and said, we are now going to help you all to get specialties. You're no longer going to be a generalist. And that has improved the quality of our care for people immensely. For example, Dan, if there was a young lady at St. Mark's, well, he's looking for somebody. Those are our counselors. And Dan, that's a better picture of you right there, by the way.
Yeah, that's 7 years ago, 20 pounds lighter, yeah.
By the way, it's no longer deer hunting season, Dan. You can shave.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, keep moving.
Dan, if we had a young lady here who was suffering from eating disorder, and by the way, that is a killer many times, eating disorder, we would not connect that person to just anybody. Maybe through a California counselor, which we do, by the way, have now, she would receive help from what kind of a specialist?
Yeah, Megan Demjanic is one of our specialists that works with eating disorders. She has received a lot of extra training and certification in that area, and she would be the one that we try to connect people up with an eating disorder.
Okay. If somebody is returning from the service and suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, who would that person be that we connect up to and get the help from, Dan?
Yeah, that would be a couple of people. That would be one that I'd suggest is our clinical director, Dr. Brandon Hayes. He actually did his residency at the VA in Minneapolis, his PhD residency. So he's worked with a lot of people returning from overseas, post-traumatic stress, and just the assortment of difficulties that families can face in that transition process back to the States and out of the service. So Dr. Brandon Hayes is one that we'd recommend.
Almost all of our counselors are certified in the area of family, marriage, disputes, handling children. But say, for example, Dan, there is a case of domestic abuse or some kind of abuse that has taken place in the life of a child or an adult. Who is our specialist in that area?
Yeah, that would be Cheryl Cowling, one of them. I'll just mention her. She works out of our office here in Germantown, Wisconsin. And she works with just a lot of people regarding assault, domestic violence, sexual abuse, physical abuse, works with kids that have gone through that difficulty. She's also one of our lead crisis counselors. We have a team of crisis counselors on staff that respond to Wells organizations when there's a critical incident. For instance, tornado. You may recall that tornado that struck our congregations down in Moore, Oklahoma. And in that case, Cheryl Cowling and John Schutze, another one of our counselors, actually responded there on site. And then they provided follow-up counseling by video for the members.
By the way, if you would like to receive twice a year mailing, like the newsletter that was handed out this morning, to stay in touch with what it is we are doing, I'm going to pass around each side a sign-up sheet. This side might have to use the hymnal to write on, there you go. We'd be happy to stay in touch with you. You down below on the bottom right, you saw a picture of John Schutze. Some of you might know that he is on the faculty at Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary. And so the seminary is seeing more and more the need to add counseling as a resource and the ability for congregations to help people who are struggling. Somebody from the faculty of the seminary is a part-time member of our staff under the supervision of one of our doctors. Okay. By the way, some of you might have heard that there was a killing in a member of one of our grade schools in Illinois recently in Libertyville. They're a partner with us, and a team of two of our counselors, including Cheryl Cowling, went down to the school. She cleared her schedule, went down to the school and counseled children and adults. And then she spoke at the Bible class for the congregation that coming Sunday. That's how committed we are. And he mentioned Moore, Oklahoma, the tornado. We sent two down there. They counsel people face to face. Then they flew back, and now they're counseling people using this type of technology. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we do. Yes, geriatric counseling. That is, we have senior care facilities. And so we are very, very closely connected, if you will, to the needs of seniors. And there are a number of people on staff that specialize in the geriatric area of counseling. Good question. Another question. I thought I saw another hand up. Yes.
So these counselors, they receive their training in secular schools?
Yes.
And then how having another connected theologically.
The question is, they receive their training in secular schools. How are they capable and competent to offer the Christian side of what they do? I believe that's your question, sir. That is a good question. Dan, what church do you belong to?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What church are you a member of?
Oh, Calvary in Thiensville, just north of Milwaukee.
Calvary in Thiensville. The head of our counseling department is Dr. Miles Tonnicliffe. For years, he was head of psychological services in Sheboygan County, but he felt limited in his ability to help people because he could not share his faith. He's on the board of elders at the same church that Dan attends, Calvary in Thiensville. All of our counselors, and I can speak for them because I know them personally, they sit at the feet of their pastor. And I am the pastor on staff if they have any theological questions. They have a monthly in-service where everybody on staff, no matter where they are located, join the meeting. And if there is a question that involves theology or when to apply God's law and God's gospel, I am brought in. Recently, I was brought into a group that had questions on divorce and remarriage. The Bible has something to say on that, and they wanted to have something clarified. And so I, as a theologian on staff, was brought in to answer their questions.
So,
do you have a Christian background to begin with? Oh, yes. Matter of fact, we just brought one on that lives in California. And we had a conversation with her pastor. And you have to be kind of careful when it comes to what kinds of questions you ask when you hire people. But this pastor volunteered the spiritual maturity of this particular person, and that makes us feel very good. The question was, our counselors receive their training, they get their master's level training, their doctoral training in secular institutions. What makes them qualified to also offer the third leg of the stool, okay? Which is an essential question to what we do. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
They're here in California, they're trying to pass a law where they can't counsel, I guess it has to be licensed therapist on the homosexual. It can't help anybody out of the homosexual lifestyle. It can't counsel that. How do you approach that?
We are becoming better acquainted with California law. It is different. Matter of fact, there are some limitations. We are now contracted with a California licensed counselor, and California might insist that she is the only one that can help people in this church because she's the only one of our counselors certified in the state of California. But once again, she has a support staff of doctors who oversee her and other specialists that she can consult with. And so that's probably how we're going to get around, or deal with, I should say, California's unique laws. Okay, other questions? Now, there are some hurdles that this particular program allows people to overcome. Dan, can you talk a little bit about the obstacles that are overcome?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the biggest obstacle for people receiving mental health care is finances. They're concerned about their insurance, whether or not they have insurance, what their deductible is, what their copay is. I mean, honestly, in our clinics, it's not unusual for us to see deductibles now 10, 20,000 or even more, where they just, it's basically catastrophic insurance. So finances is really the biggest thing. That's what people are concerned about. And with a member assistance program, what's the beauty of the program is you can remove that. You don't have to worry about those financial obstacles because it's the congregation that's providing the service for the members. It's short-term counseling. We're not here to replace long-term psychotherapy if that's what's needed, but we do provide short-term counseling through the congregation. So that's really the biggest obstacle. I mean, there are other ones too, like transportation and scheduling difficulties. You know, if you don't have the ability to get to an office, and honestly, in some parts of the country with our, where our Wells congregations are located, it's a three-hour drive to the nearest counseling clinic of any sort. So you remove those problems with transportation by providing the services by video. We can meet right from their own home as long as they have the ability to connect through a webcam and an internet connection. Another thing is just access to Christian counselors. If you've got great Christian counseling in your area, that's fantastic. But there are a lot of places in the country where you just don't have access to Christian counselors. And what's nice about our organization is all of our counselors are Wells or ELS. We all understand, and we're confessional Lutheran people, we understand how there is counseling out there today that is diametrically opposed to Christianity. And we want to be an option for people when they don't have that resource. So those are some of the key obstacles, and you can probably think of more, but those are some of the key obstacles that we can remove and connect with people, again, during those times in life where they need to talk to someone trained, a professional, who can help them through, whether it's their own personal challenge, personal issue, or maybe it's a problem with a child, and they like to talk about their children's behavior, school behavior problem, even career counseling. I mean, we can do career counseling through this program, premarital counseling. We can even provide educational presentations to groups within a church or school. So I'll stop right there.
One of the conveniences is that 95% of the counseling done with this program is done in a person's home. Go into the privacy of your den and open up your laptop. You can't buy a laptop today that's unlike mine right here that does not have an integrated webcam built right into it. And if for people who do not have that kind of technology at home, the churches provide the technology in a confidential, secure, safe, private place at the church. And that's how we go about helping them. What do we do, Dan, for people that aren't real tech savvy, that might not feel real comfortable with this technology? And if some of you folks are like me, I have a problem, I call my kids. You know, and I'm they're born into the world of technology. I was an immigrant. My grandson, who's 4 years old, he and I do FaceTime together. He knows exactly how to run his mom's iPad. Of course, he's got some superior genetics, I believe. But anyway, they're born into it. About what happens, Dan, when somebody is not as tech savvy, and maybe feels a little bit intimidated by all of this?
Yeah, it's really, we've tried to make the process as absolutely as simple as possible. When we first created the program way back in 2008, we created the procedures and we found an individual who had absolutely no technological ability or sophistication whatsoever. We found this person and he barely knew how to turn on a computer. We found him, we set him in front of a computer, we gave him the instructions and said, here you go, try to connect up with one of our counselors. And he did it. In fact, he did it again this morning for you. So good job, Pastor Matic.
You are planning to go to church yet this morning, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah, that's what Saturday church is for. Now, honestly, it is really easy. You go to our website, you type in a conference and a password, and it'll pop right in for you. And then we can control everything on our end. We can share images like I did with you. We can share documents. We can turn problem solve if people can't find the right microphone or webcam on their device. We can help them out with that. Again, the goal is to help people feel comfortable in the process. So we want to make it feel as comfortable as possible because that's going to enhance what's called therapeutic rapport, which is very important that people feel like they can have and establish a relationship with someone by video. Now, we know that happens because I saw a lot of your hands go up when you said, do I Skype with family members? So, you know, the relationships definitely occur through video, and we just want to make sure that they feel comfortable through that whole process.
Questions before I conclude? Yes, sir.
What's the workload availability? So if somebody is interested in taking advantage of these services, is it a 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, 6 months wait to get into the queue?
I don't know if you heard that question, Dan.
No, could you repeat
it? What kind of a wait is there? If somebody here at St. Mark's really needed help, how long is the wait for somebody to be able to see somebody?
Yeah, it's, you know, if there's someone in direct need, I mean, I've got 26, 27 calendars in front of me right here. I can usually find someone available the very next day. So I have counselors that start as early as 7 o'clock Central Time, and I have some counselors that work as late as 11 p.m. Central Time on different days of the week, including some Saturdays. So if people have some flexibility in their scheduling and we can match them up with a counselor that specializes in their area of distress, it's not unusual to have next day appointments or at least within the same week. Now, of course, if someone is in acute state of distress and maybe they're suicidal or having suicidal thoughts, then our program is not for them. What they need is to go to a hospital. That's for their safety. But if it's for a general, you know, depression, anxiety, marital discord, you know, other kind of, you know, challenges that impact many of us, then, you know, we can get them in pretty quickly.
Okay. There's another hand over here. What is the process? Say, for example, St. Mark's makes use of this and becomes an official partner, which means that we send somebody here who's in charge an email asking them to sign a document, which is a contract, which basically means it says that we have full responsibility we are covered for liability, and that you are willing to pay that much per session. And you send it back to us signed, and you're on your way. Generally, the way that it operates is usually the pastor is already aware of a situation, and a person feels they need some professional help. They might go to their pastor who knows your situation, and the pastor emails Dan or calls him on the phone. He's given a couple of links. He emails the links to the pastor, forwards them to the person in need. They, with a phone number, we will call that person, arrange for our first session, check your technology, and then you will hit that link, and then you will be seeing a counselor at the given time.
I scanned it into my phone, and I'm now connected, and I can go and pick a counselor. You don't suggest that I do that. You suggest I go to the pastor and that.
Well, that's up to the church.
Okay, that's what I want.
There are some churches that simply say it's an open book, and if you need help, you get the help. But ma'am, that is how I connected to Dan this morning. I connected to a counselor, and it's not Skype, it's not FaceTime. It is a special program that we pay for that ensures confidentiality. It's totally encrypted, but that is how you would eventually contact us. Up in the right-hand corner of our website, it says connect to a counselor. You hit that button, even I can do that. Okay. Another, yes, ma'am. I can even answer that one. We do both. The question is, can you also be counseled by phone? Yes, the program also allows for that type of counseling. And sometimes the connection is bad, and all you can do is see, and you can't really hear the person real well. And so what we do is we call them up on the phone, and we can talk to each other, seeing each other, but the volume comes from the phone. Okay? Other questions quickly? I think I'm running out of time. I'm just going to conclude here. Currently, there are about 270 congregations and schools in our synod that make use of this. All four of our Weld schools make use of it, including our seminary. 12 of our Erie Lutheran high schools make use of this. And right now we're beginning the process of raising funds so that all of our Erie Lutheran high schools can get it at practically no cost. So if you are at all interested in that, The contact information is on the handout. You just ask for Pastor Matic, or I can give you my card after class. But it's a very exciting thing, because I think you know that the people that are most vulnerable and most at risk today are our teenagers. There is an outright assault on Christianity today in our country. And here in California, you might be more aware of it than other people even around the country. But it's in Wisconsin as well. One of our very fine high schools in Wisconsin, Air Lutheran High School, Kettle Moraine Lutheran, have you ever heard of it? Okay. Last year they began using this program. Fine high school in a fine area, 400 kids in the school, 28 of them benefited from this program that otherwise would not have. And was all paid for by one family, anonymously. And they didn't pay $70 per hour. Guess what they paid? $140. Because as they told me, Pastor Matic, if we only pay $70, you're going to find that other $70 some other place, aren't you? Yes. Okay. So we're working hard to give this a kind of help to the youth. How many churches are there in the UP? You know where the UP is, don't you? Okay, Upper Peninsula of Michigan. By the way, what do the Upers up there call the people who live down south? They call them trolls. Because they live beneath the bridge. Okay. There are 15 Wells churches in the UP. How many counselors live in the UP? Probably none. What's the unemployment rate in the UP? More like 20%. What do the church budgets look like in the UP? All 15 congregations are covered. One family. The reason they're covered by one family is that one family sent their son to Iraq years ago, and he came back a different man. We helped him, and he's normal again. And they want that help to be brought to people where the help is not very available. This is a ministry where the rubber hits the road, where one person at a time is turned around who otherwise would be among the walking wounded, spinning their tires in the rut of life. And if you can help us and want to be a partner with us, fantastic. We need your help. Last year we gave away, this is going to blow you away, nearly $1 million worth of free services. And so if you can help us, fantastic. Dan, I think I'm going to run into the next service if I don't hurry up here. So let's give Dan a hand. He's a great guy.
Thank you all for your time this morning. And again, just giving Pastor Matic a good welcome and being good hosts. And I hope you enjoy the second service. And please keep us in your prayers, as we will for you and your ministry at Citrus Heights. So have a wonderful day, everybody.
One of the reasons that I am here in Citrus Heights is because you have a family in this congregation that is paying for the counseling for young people in one of our Lutheran high schools up in Wisconsin. That brought me to Citrus Heights. And so you don't have to be getting the help right here to know that you're helping people who are hurting. Thank you very much.